Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Tanasia. May I have your zip code so I can access your account, please? 73159. Thank you for that. One second. And may I have your first and last name?
Margaret Clyburn Callahan.
Thank you for that. And could you verify your address for me?
1310 Highfield Court, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma.
Thank you for that. And I do see here that our Keto Ascend and Keto Ascend Cleanse was ordered on the 8th of December. How may I help you?
Well, I have a charge for both of them on my account, I think. One of them says it's for easy, skinny body something, and the other one says it's for serious muscle active. So I'm not really sure. Is that yours?
Well, I am seeing four charges on your account. The first two is from the 8th of December for $7.45 and $6.70, and the next two are on the 24th of December for $91.86 and $92.90.
Okay, so why was I charged $92.90 and $91.89?
Those two charges are in regards to the two charges that came out on the 8th of December. The charges that happened on the 8th of December for $7.45 and $6.70 were the beginning of a 14-day trial, and it states within our terms and conditions, if the customer doesn't give us a call within those 14 days to get their trial account canceled out, then it will be charged the full amount for their product on the 15th day, as well as automatically enrolled into an auto monthly shipment program for monthly retail price.
Okay, I never saw anything like that. I checked every single thing that I got, my email, what was online, everything. I never knew what these charges were going to be. You never stated what they were. It said it was cheaper than the other products. I was really duped by the idea that Joyce Meyer was supporting it, because this is as close to a scam as I can ever see, because I never okay these charges.
All right, yes, ma'am. Well, the terms and conditions that do state that it's a 14-day trial have to be agreed to prior to ordering that product, and it does thoroughly explain the 14-day trial.
I knew it was a 14-day trial, but I figured I'd get some kind of a notification saying that you were going to charge my account for this.
Yes, ma'am.
I didn't get any notification that says I was going to be charged $92.90 and $91.89.
No, ma'am. They don't send that out after the terms and conditions are agreed to prior to ordering that product.
I didn't agree to terms and conditions for this amount.
Yes, ma'am. The product.
There was never an amount of $92.90 and $91.89 on anything that I saw.
Yes, ma'am. Well,
the
term.
Only thing it said is it was going to be cheaper than the other products.
Correct, yes, ma'am, because they have a 14-day trial on this specific product.
Product. What do you mean?
I'm saying the 14-day trial is cheaper to do the 14-day trial than to just pay for the product up front, because most customers have to pay the full amount for the product up front. I mean, the $91.89 and $92.90 would have been paid the same day that it was ordered.
Well, I'm going to have to talk to a manager.
All right, yes, ma'am. Well, we do all have the same protocol, so our manager will reiterate what I'm stating to you.
That's okay. I need to talk to a manager. I don't want to be chewing you out. It's not your fault.
Oh, yes, ma'am. Well, it is totally understandable. One second.
I mean, some people who have a lot of some people who have a lot of money in their account might not even notice this. They might not even notice, and they might not even care. But I don't have that kind of money in my account.
All right, yes, ma'am. Well, I would like to save you some time. Anything that the manager is able to do, I'm able to do for you on today.
Well, refund my money.
Well, we do all have the same protocol here, and we have a no refund policy as stated within our terms and conditions as well.
No, you have to have some protocol that says if the customer is not satisfied or the customer doesn't get what they asked for, and I did not ask for $92.90 and
$91.89. All right, no, ma'am. You can go ahead.
And I assumed that once I signed up for that I would get this information, and I never got this information.
Yes, ma'am. The information was stated within those terms and conditions.
The totals here were in the condition?
Yes, ma'am.
I don't think so. I never saw it. And I read every single thing I got, and I could not find how much you were going to charge me for this. And I assumed if you were a proper business, you would have sent me something in a confirmation that would let me know before that 15 days so that I could have canceled it if I wasn't in agreement with these figures. That would have made sense.
Yes, ma'am. Well, that's understandable. Well, the only way that they send out those terms and conditions is on the website.
Well, I wasn't told that either. So I still need to talk to a manager if you're not going to refund this.
All right, yes, ma'am. One second. I'm going to go ahead and get you transferred over. All right, yes, ma'am. Still working on getting you transferred over, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for being so patient. Once again, I'm still working on getting you transferred over. Thank you for being so patient. I'm sorry. My computer's moving a little slow today. It's taking me quite a while to get you transferred over, okay?
Okay.
All right. All right, yes, ma'am. Well, I did go ahead and get the proper documentation done to get you transferred over. Are there any further questions or concerns for me?
No, not for you.
All right, yes, ma'am. Well, I want to thank you for calling customer service. You're going to hear some music and someone's going to pick up for you.